The Heart of Change. We are always capable of fundamental changes within ourselves, whether they are sudden or gradual. The physics is in the brain. Simply put, our neural pathways form and solidify based on the activities we engage in the most. Because a belief is a thought that we repeatedly think, a habit of being and doing becomes ingrained in our very bodies. This may shed some light on the difficulties we encounter when deciding on new directions in life. We've done the work to identify ineffective or limiting ideas, and being educated and aware opens up new possibilities, quite literally. The greater challenge is to follow through. The decision has been made. Now we must persevere and push ourselves to change, particularly in the early stages, so that our new, higher vision can develop into more than just a roughed-in path. We want a paved highway complete with sidewalks, traffic lights, and a bus lane. But even so, those old paths are resistant, persistent, safe, stubborn bastards. There has been so much energy flowing there for so long that they will not easily give up and let go. Our ego takes pride in its accomplishments. Who the hell do you think you are to disrupt the balance like this? It is normal to be afraid of that. It is natural to have doubts about this. It is normal to despise or judge this, to avoid or fight that. This is the beauty of our complex nature and the reality we live in. There's more to this than psychology. The science can illuminate the process and express the complexities in tangible ways to some extent, but we must not overlook our core strengths that exist outside the matrix. Even well-established neural pathways, axons, and myelin are responsive to our novel thoughts, imaginings, meditations, and intentions. Of course, our internal chemistry is dramatically influenced by the chemistry of our inputs, particularly what we eat and the environment in which we live. But much of the established hard wiring developed during childhood. We learned and internalized from the behaviors of our parents, friends, family, and other influences. We took classes, learned languages, played sports, climbed trees, read books, maybe wrote books, told stories, listened to stories, or, these days, just stare at screens, tablets, and smartphones. Everything informs our machine, and the elements that stick have a long-term impact. Until they don't. Awareness is the key. Vibration is key. We live in an electric universe. The consciousness behind it all is brimming with potential, constantly building, shaping, recycling, and anticipating. Perpetual excitation abounds, and we can tap into it at any time. However, it takes courage to step outside of our own practiced framework, an uncommon trust to be open, and authenticity and love to surrender to the process. The brain in our heads is an incredible machine. The brain in our hearts may be more important. When you are heartbroken, where do you feel it? Or when you're missing someone, in love, embarrassed, excited, nervous, or terrified, center the chest. What if these two brains were synchronized? Just think of the possibilities. What if we gave in a little more often to our innermost selves, that quiet voice of our truth? Could it be easier to influence those pesky dendrites and neurons than we think? It's something to ponder. Love your life.